The story of Xenia ought to begin when Xenia began. It must have been someplace long ago and distant in space, thinks Tony. Someplace bruised and very tangled. A European print, hand-tinted, ochre-colored, with dusty sunlight and a lot of bushes in it. Bushes with thick leaves and ancient twisted roots, behind which, out of sight in the undergrowth and hinted at only by a boot protruding or a slack hand, something ordinary but horrifying is taking place. Or this is the impression Tony has been left with. But so much has been erased, so much has been bandaged over, so much deliberately snarled, that Tony isn't sure any longer which of Xenia's accounts of herself was true. She can hardly ask now, and even if she could, Xenia wouldn't answer. Or she would lie. She would lie earnestly, with a catch in her voice, a quaver of suppressed grief. Or she would lie haltingly, as if confessing. Or she would lie with a cool, defiant anger. And Tony would believe her. She has before. Pick any strand and snip, and history comes unraveled. This is how Tony begins one of her more convoluted lectures, the one on the dynamics of spontaneous massacres. The metaphor is of weaving, or else of knitting, and of sewing scissors. She likes using it. She likes the faint shock on the faces of her listeners. It's the mix of domestic image and mass bloodshed that does it to them. A mix that would have been appreciated by Xenia, who enjoyed such turbulent, such violent contradictions. More than enjoyed, created. Why is still unclear. Tony doesn't know why she feels compelled to know. Who cares why at this distance? A disaster is a disaster. Those hurt by it remain hurt. Those killed remain killed. The rubble remains rubble. Talk of causes is beside the point. Xenia was a bad business and should be left alone. Why try to decode her motives? But Xenia is also a puzzle, a knot. If Tony could just find a loose end and pull, a great deal would come free for everyone involved and for herself as well. Or this is her hope. She has a historian's belief in the salutary power of explanations. Where to start is the problem. Because nothing begins when it begins, and nothing's over when it's over, and everything needs a preface. A preface, a postscript, a chart of simultaneous events. History is a construct, she tells her students. Any point of entry is possible, and all choices are arbitrary. Still, there are definitive moments, moments we use as references, because they break our sense of continuity. They change the direction of time. We can look at these events and we can say that after them, things were never the same again. They provide beginnings for us, and endings, too. Births and deaths, for instance, and marriages, and wars. It's the wars that interest Tony, despite her lace-edged collars. She likes clear outcomes. So did Xenia, or so Tony thought once. Now she can hardly tell. An arbitrary choice, then, a definitive moment. October 23rd, 1990. It's a bright, clear day, unseasonably warm. It's a Tuesday. The Soviet bloc is crumbling. The old maps are dissolving. The Eastern tribes are on the move again across the shifting borders. There's trouble in the Gulf. The real estate market is crashing, and a large hole has developed in the ozone layer. The sun moves into Scorpio. Tony has lunch at the Toxique with her two friends, Roz and Karis. A slight breeze blows in over Lake Ontario, and Xenia returns from the dead.